Welcome into another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
We're doing pretty good as we focus today on rules. Nobody likes to follow the rules, do they? Or do they? Hopefully they do.
I have to say most people feel like if you talk about rules, they feel like rules are constricting and punitive and bad. And sometimes they can be. But really, there's a reason for rules. And I'm going to give you my starting point.
Okay.
I always say, know the rules, follow the rules. But if they don't serve a purpose, change the rules. If they're not going to be followed, I don't think there's many horse and buggy laws still around these days.
Things
change, so you get rid of them. If you're not going to do it, get rid of it. And, you know, when I taught, especially the eighth graders, they really wanted to know, why was that rule important? You know, it was a continuous discussion. And actually, many times, I could explain it to them. And then once they knew why we were doing it, it was okay. I think there's a misconception, especially among kids or younger people, that rules don't apply to everyone. I can't think of a person of any age in any situation that doesn't have some kind of rule they have to follow. Either they're implied, like around the house, close the door, don't chew with your mouth full or whatever. Pay your taxes at, you know, in the community. Yeah, there's just these rules you got to do. So we know that rules come from or come for a reason. They're designed to either control something or eliminate something. They're actually designed to make life more predictable and therefore mentally and emotionally safer.
Makes sense.
You know, if I can predict that that car is going to stop because they have a red light, and again, most of the time people do, it makes it easier to drive through the intersection. I don't have to inch through and...
Assume they're going to stop, but predict they're going to stop.
Right, so I'm going to take a good look, expecting them to stop and notice if they don't. But that's our agreement. That's our public agreement. You know, if in a classroom, you said the teacher says, when you get finished with your work, put it here, then she knows where to get there or he knows where to get the paper. It's good. And kids know what to do. They can be more independent. So, you know, there's all kinds of places where rules come from. And because there's a million right ways to do things, it's just important to know the rules because they may vary from spot to spot. It's important, I think, to pay attention, notice patterns. Often, if you're like at a school or in a community, home associations, they have written rules. These are the things. Put your garbage out at this time. Read it. Do it. What do you do if there's an exception? Find out. Ask the question. Verbalize what's being put into words, what you see happening and are doing. Now, again, sometimes rules can't be followed. Or sometimes they're no longer necessary. So if the rule is that you can, as a kid, you can't stay home alone. Okay, they always get a sitter or somebody's always there.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually you get to be 15.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to, what do you do about that? Or if mom's going to run to the grocery store, or dad's going to be gone for a short period of time. When does it become okay? And we have to notice when needs and situations change and then address them. We don't let kids stay home alone for safety, right?
Right.
But when they get to be older, if they can tell us how they're going to stay safe, they can start saying home alone. We can make that change. If we notice that there's no longer any traffic, we can change the traffic rule. If we notice that the garbage getting it out at that certain time is not going to work, can we adjust that so we can make it accommodate other people's schedules?
Yeah.
So my goal is we got to know the rules, we got to follow the rules, but we have to be free to change the rules.
Yeah, and you've got the specific rules, you've got the applied rules, and there's some variations there and some room to make adjustments as need be. So
right, rules actually allow us to be free and creative because we can kind of predict what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, so they're not restrictive and they don't put you in constraints. They free you, right, to do
right.
Live the way you want to within the confines of the rules, and you kind of know your lane, you know where you need to be, and everybody gets along a little better, hopefully.
That's our goal.
That's utopia, right?
That's utopia, and we're aiming for it.
Thank you very much, as always, for joining us, and we thank Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth Speaks for Your Life Matters, heard every Monday at the same time. You can always go online to find out more about today's topic or anything else going on at safeharboril.com. We hope you join us again next Monday for another installment of Your Life Matters on WSPY.